It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi there. Another edition of Local Real Estate Today. Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place, as it says on her shirt, at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Great to have you back. You just came rolling in.
I did. I had a police escort here. So.
I see that.
Anyways, it's great to be here this morning. And today we're talking about one of the most important and often misunderstood steps in the home buying process. So why getting pre-approved before you start shopping can truly change everything for you.
Yeah, we hear buyers say, I'll get pre-approved once I find the right house. I suspect that approach is risky.
Yeah, that's one of the most common and costly mistakes buyers make. So pre-approval isn't just a formality, it's really a strategy tool. And it's important to understand the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval. So a pre-qualification is often just the initial conversation. A pre-approval means a lender has reviewed your income, your credit, assets, and debt, and has issued a conditional commitment for you to get a loan.
So what does that actually do for buyers?
So it does several powerful things. Number one, it's going to give the buyer clarity. So a pre-approval defines your real buying power. Not an estimate, not a guess. It tells you exactly what price range makes sense, which saves time, stress, and disappointment later.
And what else?
Second, it makes your offer stronger. Sellers also want certainty. So when they see a fully pre-approved buyer, they know financing has already been vetted. So in competitive situations, that can be the difference between a buyer winning or losing a home, even without being the highest offer.
And even more?
Number three, it's going to give you speed. So homes that are priced well still move quickly. When the right one comes along, pre-approved buyers can act immediately, confidently, and strategically without scrambling.
Now, what about interest rates? I mean, some buyers are hesitant to lock in because they're worried about timing with that.
Yeah, so that's another big misconception. So pre-approval doesn't mean you're locking into a rate immediately. It means that you're positioned to be able to make that offer. So in fact, a pre-approval opens the door to better conversations about strategy, like things like the seller credits, temporary rate buy-downs, different loan products, or how to structure the purchase in a way that is going to align with your long-term goals.
And does this apply when someone is buying new, buy now or early next year as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So even buyers who are just starting to look benefit from pre-approval. So it can uncover credit issues early. It can highlight opportunities to improve terms. And it's even going to show buyers they're in a better position than they thought.
All right. Well, let's take a look at what's new on the market this week.
Yeah, so we've seen a nice mix of properties come on across Douglas County. So here are a few highlights. 1821 Northwest Selwood Street in Roseburg. This is listed at $749,000. It's in that Hughcrest neighborhood that's so popular. Beautifully remodeled. It's got over 3,500 square feet of living space, that gourmet kitchen, high-end appliances. It's got a theater room and a hot tub. Room. Really good option for buyers that are looking for space upgrades in that prime location. This is listed with Catherine Pruitt at the Neal Company.
All right. What if you want to go out of ways?
So this is awesome. 2665 Whistlers Park Road in Roseburg, offered for sale at $639,900. This is a single level North Umpqua River frontage property. It's a four bedroom home. It's got amazing river access. So if you like to fish, drift boats can easily come in and out of there, paddle boards, you know, all the fun stuff. It's got a lot of decking, and it's also got a 1,500 square foot shop. So that's listed with Deidre Joven at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
And we've always got to ask about Sutherland.
Sutherland, this just came on too. 1160 Valley View Road in Sutherland, offered for sale at $729,000. This house has been completely remodeled. It's on over 10 acres. It's a gated property. It's got a shop, fenced pastures, room for RVs or equipment. It's ideal for those buyers wanting privacy, land, and modern updates. This is listed with Kayla Weehy at Lamonti Real Estate Professionals.
And what about something everybody's going to recognize?
Yes, this is one of my favorite properties. So this is for the real estate only. There's currently a business in there that's continuing, but 1851 Southeast Stevens Street. If you don't know the address, you will know the building name. It's the Parrot House in Roseburg. $1,150,000. This is an iconic historic property. It's also located in an opportunity zone. So if you're an investor, this can offer some tax advantages. The assets present incredible potential for in the future event, retail, hospitality, or creative commercial use. So rare chance to reimagine and own one of Roseburg's historical landmarks.
All right. How about the market? How did things perform this week compared to last week?
So this week's activity, we are seeing 40 new listings. That's up a little bit from last week. We also had 32 price changes, 29 pending sales. That's a slight uptick from last week. So even though we're heading into Christmas, there's a frenzy of shopping. It may not all be for Christmas, or maybe these houses are for Christmas. And then 31 sold homes in the last 7 days. And this tells us a few important things. So buyers are still active, especially when homes are priced correctly. We're also seeing sellers making adjustments, which creates opportunities for well-prepared buyers to negotiate effectively. And once again, those buyers who are pre-approved are the ones best positioned to take advantage of these opportunities.
All right, let's talk open houses.
Well, we don't have very many on the slate, but today, I don't know what people are doing right now. But anyways, if you're down in Myrtle Creek, 331 Northeast Laurel Avenue, this is a cute 1920s built home. It's on 0.11 of an acre, fully fenced yard, $265,000. So this house is going to be open today from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m.
Any more?
And then if you're out in Sutherland tomorrow, I'd take a look at 409 South State Street. This house was built in 2016. It's 1,500 plus square feet, all on one level, for $389.9. So a good price point there. And that's going to be hosted by Deidre Joven tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Anything in Myrtle Creek?
Yeah, Myrtle Creek, that's the first one we talked about. Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading things backwards.
Yeah, so we keep keeping you on your toes this morning, Kyle.
I guess. So I know it's things slow down a little bit, but people are still looking at buying. Still, people are thinking about selling. How do they get connected now or in the coming months?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're thinking about buying now or in the coming months, start with the pre-approval. It doesn't lock you in, and we can definitely help with some recommendations with some of our people that we've done loans with that have helped many of our other clients. And that pre-approval is going to give you that clarity, confidence, and peace of mind. So, and you're going to be able to have a strategy instead of reacting under pressure.
All right. Quick, give us your phone number and website.
Yeah, anytime. We'd love to help. Give us a call at 541-366-6080, or you can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or visit us anytime at marygilbert.com.
Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.